你以为无限的表达，除了真相放空便是娱乐。伦敦有耳，
Hello, this is Justin, and this is London Ears. Jok dai ga, long nin hoi sum.
London is a good place for me. London, this lovely city.
我们每年一考 Justin 的粤语水平。刚才大家能听得懂他在说什么吗？他说是祝大家龙年开心，祝大家龙年开心。It's a little bit late to say that, but because we are a little bit lazy, didn't do anything until now.
Speak for yourself, I've done lots of things, but you, on the other hand, letting the side down, as usual.
说的是，我们应该是在农历新春之前，或者农历春节的期间录一期播客，但是我们有一点懒，然后拖到现在，然后因为上一期也有特殊的嘉宾来访，所以一直拖到现在，但是有心不晚吧。
So this song is by Lord Kitchener, and not that Lord Kitchener, a different Lord Kitchener, who is apparently the grandmaster of Calypso, otherwise known as Aldwyn Roberts, who was from Trinidad. He came over to the UK in 1948 on the Windrush boat, and this song was sung at Tilbury Docks when he arrived.
今天的第一首歌，好一首充满了希望，甚至是意气风发的歌曲，来自加勒比音乐人 Lord Kitchener 1948年的创作，是他作为所谓的疾风一代移民，从加勒比海移民到英国的路上，在没到还没有到伦敦的时候而创作的一首歌，叫做 London is the place for me， 伦敦就是我要来的地方。 I can almost feel the hope、in the breeze on the deck in the song.
It's a very jolly we'reSailing, and it's all nice weather, and we're going to get there, and it's going to be really nice because、yes. London is the place to be.
是一种我几乎能感觉得到，在鼓满了风帆的带在甲板上，充满了对未来生活的希望。疾风世代是指一个是一代移民，1944年到1971年间，就是从以前大英帝国在加勒比海的殖民地，主要来自牙买加，移居到英国本土的一群人，然后还有他们的后代，英文叫做 Windrush Generation。前几年2018年的时候，曾经出现过英国政府要遣返这一代移民的丑闻，然后突然间疾风世代又浮出水面，但是1948年当这位音乐人从加勒比海来到伦敦的时候，可没有想到这一切的发生。
I wonder if that welcome feeling was actually felt when he arrived. It's quite sort of been, well, in the news the last few years, Windrush generation and how they have not been treated very well by the government, losing documents and trying to deport people who were brought to the country or came to the country to try and help it out after the war, which was quite a scandal.But, a bit telling because he left in 1962 and went back to Trinidad, so he only lasted 14 years.
Justin 刚才也继续着我的话题，在歌词里面写了很多对于伦敦的好话，说啊 London, you're really comfortable because the English people are very much sociable. They take you here and they take you there and they make you feel like millionaire. 就是我们都不知道，像 Justin 刚才说的，是不是当时的本地人对加勒比的二战之后到英国来帮助重建英国的这一代移民有这么的友好，还是 来自他脑海里面的想象。不过这一位歌手在1962年已经离开英国，也就待了十几年。So maybe during that decades that he was here, maybe he was quite welcome.
Well, probably. I guess he was probably a special case because he was an entertainer who was quite well known and probably treated a little differently to most people. But yeah.Not one of the best moments in our history, I don't think.
Nonetheless, it's a jolly song and I like it.
Yes, it makes you happy to be in London.
And this, listening to this makes me happy to have been to Manchester.
Indeed. We went to Manchester back in February to see a Steve Reich festival, and this was one of the... not songs. One of the pieces of music that was playing.
刚才那首非常轻松愉快又充满希望的歌会让人觉得啊，伦敦真是一个好地方。然后现在转出来的这段音乐是来自美国的现代古典音乐作曲家，或者说更熟悉的一个名词是极简派音乐的一位代表人物 Steve Reich。 但现在听的版本是2014年来自 Johnny Greenwood 这位吉他手录制的电声对位里面的第三段，也就是最后一段。 So Johnny Greenwood, everyone knows about who he is, maybe
That's because he's in your favourite band ever, Radiohead. So I guess this is the rock guitarist take on this particular piece of music.
对，其实在二月的时候，我们去曼彻斯特的史蒂夫莱什的音乐节上面，也是有一点点专门去看 Johnny Greenwood 的现场弹这一首作品。当然他弹的是整段整首电对位 Electric Counterpoint。 说到 Electric Counterpoint 这一部作品，其实 Steve Reich 已经是很多年前创作的，是1987年的时候为美国的爵士吉他手 Pat Metheny 创作的，大概有15分钟。然后这首作品的特别之处是当时 Johnny Greenwood 在现场也同样他事先预制了10把吉他加2把低音吉他的录音，然后在现场弹第11把吉他的部分。当然他当时当晚是带了一部手提电脑在旁边，然后播放预先录好的那10把吉他和1把低音吉他的录音。 What do you think of that life?
It was interesting seeing somebody playing this on a big stage all by themselves, looking a bit small and lost in the middle of it, wearing their funky indie clothes and, I don't know, looking a little out of place and not really comfortable there. But it was a good experience. It was a good experience to see that in that setting.
I enjoy it very much. I do think that he played in such a way that it almost became his own music instead of he's playing a composer, somebody else's music.
Yeah, he put his particular style onto it. It was a lot more, I guess, sharper than other versions that I have heard.
Justin 刚才说评论了一下我们去看的这个曼彻斯特的现场， Johnny Greenwood 当时是一个人在台上，然后在一个挺大的音乐厅里面，然后当时显得他觉得有点觉得挺不一样的。就 Johnny 他一个人在台上穿着一件 T 恤，红色的 T 恤衫，然后戴着挺酷的耳机，旁边有一台手提电脑打开着。但是我跟 Justin 都觉得他现场的演奏相当有生命冲动，几乎已经将这个作品诠释成了自己的东西，而不像是他在演绎和弹奏另外一位作曲家的东西，因为毕竟他自己也做很多的曲子，除了作为乐队摇滚乐队的吉他手之外。 然后当晚演出完之后，我们可以看到他还在后台背着吉他跟其他的乐团的乐手们在交流。然后我回到房间以后，我的房间刚好是窗外就能看到后台，当时我非常的想做一些版本对比，然后马上就拿出了之前录制的另外两个版本，我自己都挺喜欢的版本做对照。 So the next two clips are two other guitarists. They play the same piece.
So this one is Pat Metheny, who is a jazz guitarist, and wasn't this written for him?
Yes.
So one might argue this is the definitive version.
And then the second version now coming up is Sean Shiba, 是苏格兰的一位更年轻一点的古典吉他演奏家。
So I think he's more of a classical guitarist, so I guess it's another take on it. And I guess you can see it in all three versions, the different styles that they typically play sort of come out in it. The sort of jazz one is a bit more slick and the timing is a bit more fluid. The rock one is kind of sharp and rocky and...
Yeah, it's back to Johnny now.
And the classical one is...
It's quite crystal clear.
Yeah.
I say.
Yeah.
So Johnny's one, I think is his...A lot to do with how he deal with the sound as well, how he used the pedal.
Yeah, this is all multi-tracked. There's, how many different tracks are there playing at?
10, 11,
yeah, plus some bass, I think, as well in there.
10 guitar, 1 bass.
Okay, so it's quite a rich layering going on.
Also, the bass now is quite cool.
It is.
I feel that the third version, which we came back to Johnny Greenwood's version, the rock version, would say that both the jazz one, the classical one, and then the rock one. That's quite interesting. And then I think the rock one is quite driven. It has that, like, the impulse, boom, boom.
Yeah, the urgency, kind of, yeah, rock music, I guess. It's all coming from that sensibility.
确实就是我之所以选这三个版本，第一个爵士，第二个古典吉他，然后第三个是摇滚吉他手的诠释，确实能够听得出来三种演绎的不一样。然后摇滚吉他手的这个版本就特别有一种冲动，一种驱动力。接下来播放的这段音乐，其实在西方世界它的资料并不多，是一位前苏联时代亚美尼亚血统但是生于格鲁吉亚的作曲家米卡埃尔·塔里维尔·季耶夫。他的作品挺多的，但是在前苏联他最出名的是写电影音乐，毕生为130多部电影写过配乐。So I'm not going to repeat his name anymore, but this composer was known for his...music for films, and he has composed more than 130 soundtracks, I mean for 130 films.
I see, that's quite a lot of films. It's quite interesting this, it's sort of a mixture of jazz and classical, but it's really simple accompaniment is quite strange.That line, da-da-da-da, is quite modern sounding, but then it sounds a bit Bach-like.
As I was just saying, that this composer is quite unknown, should I say that, or can I say that, in the Western world, or at least in the UK. Have you heard of him before?
I have not, no.
I guess lots of things about Soviet and Russia, culturally or musically, not as known in China as in the UK.
No, but, well, I'm no expert in these sort of things, but I've never heard that name before.
所以 Justin 刚才说这一段音乐听起来也非常的不一样，因为它其实有爵士乐的影响，这钢琴弹出来的主旋律又相当的一种现代感，但同时又好像弹起来有一种巴赫的感觉，还有旁边在一直在伴奏的拨片的声音，整体就形成了一组相当有意思的作品。
So this one is entirely different to anything you have heard so far on today's programme. This is by somebody called Marina Herlop. It's a track called Cossets, and it's from an album called Nakuya.
What does it mean?
Well, she is from Barcelona, but the only translation I could find for Nakuya is a Croatian for someone. Interestingly, Cosset, which is the name of the track, is an English word that means to look after someone a bit kind of overzealously, or to kind of spoil them, I guess. But also in Catalan, which may be, I guess, her native language, means bodice, which is a type of clothing.
That's a very energetic piece of work. I like it. 这是 Justin 选择的一首音乐。来自西班牙加泰罗尼亚的 Marina Herlop 2023年的新专辑，里面这一首 It's full of colors and rich layers. I don't know where to look.
I particularly like this bit actually. It is sounding a lot like one of those, it's like a hammered strings. Is it a dulcimer? Is it something like that? But I like the rhythm and the texture of it. It's quite sort of jittery.
Ooh, it's like a mountain coming on, and it's like I'm like on a boat and going through lots of narrow pathways through the mountains. So 刚才 Justin 说他特别喜欢刚才那段有一点安静的，但是有许多像水波粼粼的，像扬琴一样的那种弹法的部分。
Bit like a computer game, sort of wah around the corner and ooh, nearly crashing, but you're okay. It's fine.
I don't play computer games.
No, but the image, the visual.
I don't
play computer games either, because I am very cultured, something like that. But if you listen in parts of it, it also sounds like she's saying goose, goose.
真的吗？两个完全不玩电玩的人，然后说这有一段特别像电玩的音乐，这能令人信服吗？他还说里面好像在某一处隐约能听到像歌词里面像在说 goose goose， 我想What's the language?
I don't know. Maybe it's Catalan, maybe it's Spanish. I can't really work it out.
There are many different cuts, and I just checked the sound of this singer's unique voice. 其实还包括了他会有时候自己即兴一些自己制造出来的语言 So it's supposed to have some made up language over melodies and a lot of syncopated verses.
That would be why I can't recognize it then. It does sort of sound a little bit like a baby language almost. I do quite like the vocals, they're quite playful and... And it's finished. So, we are finished. This has been London Ears, I'm Justin, and I will say goodbye.
伦敦有耳，下一次节目再见。
This is London Ears.